The Commerce Department says its plan sets standards for how much soil erosion should be reduced at about 8,000 construction sites a year in Wisconsin. Commerce official Bob DuPont says currently there are no firm targets.
These rules give you targets that on large sites you should reduce the sediment by about 80%, and on a small site you should reduce sediment by 40%.
DuPont says 40% reductions can be achieved by putting in a silt fence or a line of straw bales. He says 80% reductions are easiest if a construction firm creates a stormwater basin to collect sediment. About a decade ago, the development-oriented Commerce Department gained more authority over administering stormwater rules around construction sites. But DuPont says his agency still consulted with the Department of Natural Resources on the current proposal. Yet Brent Denzen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the plan gives Commerce too much say-so over federal Clean Water Act requirements.
And they have limited expertise and questionable authority. So it's a big concern. It's a huge concern for people who value the quality of our water bodies.
Denzen says the DNR would only have minimal input. He says it could take a developer just 7 days from submitting an erosion plan to breaking ground on a project. The Commerce Department hopes to send the rules to the legislature by this spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.